So we're back with Roland Barthes, French genius. And this is this was written in 1970 after the several visits he made to Japan in the late 60s. And this translation was published not until after he died, I think. He died in 1980. And it's from a book called Empire of Signs, translated by Richard Howard, who seems to have done all the important translations of Roland Barthes. And this is a terrific little page and a half headed Stationery Store. And it's about a Japanese stationery store. And it's full of all the little references to the entire era of technological and cultural change that's happened even since then. It would be lovely, really, to know if stationery stores in Japan are still like this. Anyway, it is at the stationery store, site and catalogue of things necessary to writing, that we are introduced into the space of signs. It is in the stationery store that the hand encounters the instrument and the substance of the stroke, the trace, the line, the graphism. It is in the stationery store that the commerce of the sign begins, even before it is written. Hence, each nation has its stationery store. That of the United States is abundant, precise, ingenious. It is an emporium for architects, for students, whose commerce must foresee the most relaxed postures. It says that the user experiences no need to invest himself in his writing, but that he must have all the commodities necessary to record in comfort the products of memory, of reading, of teaching, of communication. A good domination of the utensil, but no hallucination of the stroke, of the tool. Thrust back into pure applications, writing is never understood as the interplay of a pulsion. The French stationery store, often localized in establishments founded in 18 so-and-so, their black marble escutcheons encrusted with gold letters, remains a papeterie of bookkeepers, of scribes, of commerce. Its exemplary product is the minute, the juridical and calligraphed duplicate. Its patrons are the eternal copyists, Bouvard and Pécuchet. The object of the Japanese stationery tour is that ideographic writing, which to our eyes seems to derive from painting, whereas quite simply, it is painting's inspiration. Important that art should have a scriptural and not an expressive origin. To the degree that the Japanese stationery store invents forms and qualities for the two primordial substances of writing, i.e. the surface and the drawing instrument, to the same degree, comparatively, it neglects those byways of registration which form the phantasmal luxury of American establishments. Since in Japan, the stroke excludes erasure or repetition, since the character is drawn a la prima. No invention of the eraser or of its substitutes, the eraser, emblematic object of the signified one wants to erase altogether, or whose plenitude, at the very least, one would like to lighten, to reduce. But on the other side of the street, on the Oriental side, why erasers, since the mirror is empty? Everything in the instrumentation is directed toward the paradox of an irreversible and fragile writing, which is simultaneously, contradictorily, incision and glissade, papers of a thousand kinds, many of which hint in their texture, powdered with pale straws with crushed stems, at their fibrous origin. Notebooks whose pages are folded double, like those of a book which has not been cut, so that writing moves across a luxury of surfaces and never runs, ignorant of the metonymic impregnation of the right and wrong side of the page. It is traced above a void. Palimpsest, the erased stroke, which thereby becomes a secret, is impossible. As for the brush, passed across a faintly moistened inkstone, it has its gestures, as if it were the finger, but whereas our old pens knew only clogging or loosening and could only, moreover, scratch the paper always in the same direction, The brush can slide, twist, lift off, the stroke being made, so to speak, in the volume of the air. It has the carnal, lubrified flexibility of the hand. The felt-tipped pen, of Japanese origin, has taken up where the brush leaves off. This stilo is not an improvement of the point, itself a product of the pen, of steel or of cartilage. Its immediate ancestry is that of the ideogram, this notion of graphism, to which every Japanese stationery store refers. In each department store, there is a public writer who draws on long red-bordered envelopes the vertical addresses of the gifts. Is to be rediscovered, paradoxically, at least as far as we are concerned. Even in the typewriter, ours is quick to transform writing into a mercantile product. It pre-edits the text at the very moment one writes it. Theirs, by its countless characters, no longer aligned in a single stitching row of letters, but rolled on drums, refers to the ideographic marquetry scattered across the sheet. In a word, space. Hence, the machine extends, at least potentially, a true graphic art, which would no longer be the aesthetic labour of the solitary letter, but the abolition of the sign, flung aslant, freehand, in all the directions of the page.